Hey, good morning. This is Kurt Isles. We're continuing chapter 8 of Acts today. An amazing encounter between Philip the evangelist and Simon this magician. Before I get to that, I want to just give you a little time to listen to the robins and the sparrows. They're singing today. At the end of the podcast, I have a few announcements to make about our new book. I'm going here to tell you about the three trees, and then we'll let you listen to another concert by the birds as we sign off. Acts 8:8. But there was a man named Simon who had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he himself was somebody great. They all paid attention to him, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the power of God." That's called great. And they paid attention to him because for a long time he had amazed them with his magic. But when they believed Philip, as he preached good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed, and after being baptized, he continued with Philip. And seeing signs and great miracles performed, he was amazed. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on him, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this manner, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this weakness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if it is possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in a gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." And Simon answered, "Pray for me to the Lord that nothing of what you have said may come upon me." And when they had testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. This is God's word. Remind you that when you listen to it, and read it, and hear it, it will change your life. I want to tell you a little about our new book that's going to come out about May the 15th. It's called The Three Trees. And the one word description of the book is relationships. Relationships. Basically, everything rises and falls on relationships. And this book, The Three Trees, is about the importance of what I call generational relationships, of one generation passing on to the next, the things that really value, the values, the culture, and beliefs. And it's been a book I've enjoyed writing. I've taken my journals, over 100 of them, and gleaned out stories that illustrate about relationships and the power of generational relationship in passing things on. It's written primarily for young people as they head out into life, but I found that it's a book that everyone's going to enjoy. And it is a leadership book. It's a guidebook for leaders who want to keep their feet on the ground, their inner compass true, and finish strong. I hope you'll go to creekbank.net, our website, www.creekbank.net. You can find out all about the book there. And I hope you also will be praying as we put the finishing touches on the three trees. Okay? thank you for being part of the Creek Bank. God bless you today. Thank you.